This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu has said technology has the potential to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care as well. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh today, the president said the use of technology can empower veterinary hospitals across the country. President Murmu said technologies like genome editing, embryo transfer technologies, artificial intelligence and big data analytics can bring revolutionary changes in this field.
टेक्नोलॉजी अन्य क्षेत्र की तरह पशु चिकित्सा और देखभाल में भी क्रांतिकारी परिवर्तन लाने की क्षमता रखती है. टेक्नोलॉजी के प्रयोग से देश भर के पशु चिकित्साओं को सशक्त बनाया जा सकता है. जीनोम एडिटिंग, एम्ब्रॉय ट्रांसफर टेक्नोलॉजीज, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, बिग डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे टेक्नोलॉजी की प्रयोग से इस क्षेत्रों में क्रांतिकारी बदलाव ला जा सकते हैं.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture and Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, the Indian Veterinary Research Institute has provided direction to the world through its research and disease diagnosis. At least 8 workers have been killed and 28 others injured in a massive Richter blast at an industrial unit in Pashamiluram in Sangareddy district of Telangana today. The incident occurred in a chemical factory in the industrial area. The explosion triggered a huge fire which engulfed the premises of Sigaji Chemicals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the victims of a fire accident at a factory in Telangana, Sangareddy today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that she is deeply saddened by the tragedy and extended support to the bereaved families. She has prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to those injured in the accident. A BJP central team constituted by party president Jagat Prasad Nadda has reached Kolkata to look into the rape incident at the law college. The team will collect information regarding the heinous incident and submit a report to the party president. Among others, former chief minister of Tripura, Biplab Deb, is in the team. He alleged that it is clear that the accused are linked to the Trinamool Congress and women are not safe in the TMC regime. Prime Minister Modi has paid tribute to the fire freedom fighters from the tribal community on the occasion of Hool Diwas today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the day reminds everyone of the indomitable courage and remarkable valour of the freedom fighters from the tribal community, including Sidhu Kanu, Chand Bhairav and Phulo Jhanu. He added that they sacrificed their life fighting against foreign rule and their saga of bravery will continue to inspire every generation of the nation. The temporary suspension of the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand imposed due to heavy rainfall has been lifted today. Garhwal Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey informed that district magistrates along the Yatra route have been instructed to regulate vehicular movement in their respective areas based on local weather conditions. Meanwhile, continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has led to a rise in water levels of major rivers across the state. In the hill regions, more than 100 roads have been blocked due to landslides. The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rain in various parts of the state today and has advised residents and pilgrims to remain cautious. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil, Namibia, beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations and External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi said, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of next month on the first leg of his 5-nation tour. The benchmark domestic equity indices took a breather today, halting their 4-day gaining streak. Both the indices closed with losses of around 0.5% amid mixed global cues and profit booking. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 452 points to close at 83,606. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 lost 121 points to settle at 25,517. However, the broader market indices at the BSE outperformed the frontline indices, rising for 7th straight session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.